Welcome, everyone, to Wrestling Predictions with Mike EQ Bell and King V. What's going on, King V?
Not much. Dying.
Slowly. Dying?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you dying because you saw how weak these cards are, or, you know, something else?
I mean, it could be a multitude of things. It's
okay.
A potpourri of things.
A potpourri. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Did you happen to attend a dancery? Any in your recent endeavors? Okay. All right. So we're here to talk about one of the big four, right? Actually, this weekend is, I believe, the second longest running pay-per-view weekend in like WWE history would be Survivor Series. Like, that's the second longest running pay-per-view, I believe, after, of course, WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So we have War Games on Saturday, and then we have Survivor Series on Sunday. This
mm-hmm.
is the first year that NXT will be heavily focused on and featured on both nights, actually. You know, they have their own pay-per-view on Saturday, and then they also have, you know, some influence in the Survivor Series card as well. So how do you feel about that? Think it's a smart move?
I'm glad that NXT is getting the shine that they deserve, because by far it is the better wrestling product.
Yeah.
Out of the whole WWE universe. So
right.
I like it. I like how it began. Again, and then it just went,
yeah. It was overkill. Okay, a lot of this was overkill. Like, I don't need to see NXT every week on Raw and SmackDown. You kind of diminish when they're there, you know, like when they first showed up. But speaking of NXT, let's get into the NXT card for Saturday for NXT War Games going down in Chicago at the Allstate Arena. And I think it's a good card. NXT always has a good card. And even when they don't have a good card, they pull off a miracle, you know. So I think it'd be very intriguing. I'm looking forward to it. So let's get right into the card, shall we?
Of course.
All right. So for the number one contendership for the NXT Championship, which will be defended at Survivor Series, right, Adam Cole will be defending his NXT Championship at Survivor Series. It's a match against Pete Dunne, the Bruiserweight, Killian Dane, and Damian Priest. It's a triple threat match to determine the number one contender.
Oof. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and say this is going to be a good match.
Yeah.
You know, these three men yet to disappoint me personally. I'm not in recent history.
Yeah, I'm not sold on Killian Dane. I can honestly just say that. I was never a big fan of Killian Dane. Love his wife, but him.
Oh,
much.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I'm just not. He's never impressed me, but, you know, please continue.
Well, I wasn't going to choose him to win anyways, but I'll... I'm going for the Bruiserweight.
Okay. I would say you're right.
Yeah, I think that would be his next thing, going after the NXT Championship.
Okay. All right. We're going for Pete Dunne, both of us. I think Pete Dunne walks out with the win there. All right, so next match we have the original Bro versus Finn Balor in a singles match. I don't even think I said his name. Matt Riddle versus Finn Balor. It's late and I had a lot of wines. Yeah. Oh, yeah? What are you drinking on?
No, I'm water.
Water? Okay. All right. Mine, you know, is water, too, if you think about it. But...
Sure.
Yeah. All right. So, Riddle versus Balor, singles match.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Can't say.
Mm.
I have my issues with previous MMA people in the wrestling ring, but
You mean with Riddle?
No, I'm saying in general.
Oh, okay.
Matt Riddle's really, really impressive. Finn Balor, yeah. Heel turn, finally.
Yeah.
I'm kind of at a deadlock here. I'm not too sure to pick.
I'm going to go Balor just because he did turn heel. And it is fresh. And Matt Riddle just looked pretty strong on this week's NXT television taping. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Balor. I think he needs to win here more than Matt Riddle.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and agree.
Okay. All right. So, pretty short card here, but I'm sure these two matches will be, like, extremely long. So, first off, we have the first War Games match. We have the Undisputed Era, who have been in the first two and now are going to be in this third one also. Undisputed Era, Adam Cole, NXT World Champion, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, and Roderick Strong versus Tommaso Ciampa, Keith Lee, Dominik Dijakovic. I keep calling him Donovan Dijak because that's what he was in Ring of Honor, and that's how I'm familiar with him. But, yeah, Dominik Dijakovic. And to be determined, firstly, who do you think may be in that match to team up with Tommaso Ciampa and his team? And who do you think gets the win here?
Well, Velveteen Dream.
I was thinking that too, but is he injured?
I don't know. I was trying to figure out where the hell he's been. I think that would be perfect. I see them getting the win.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think Undisputed Era is winning here.
I don't think they need to. And I don't think
they don't.
Yeah, I am going to agree with you with the babyface team wins. But I don't know. I don't know. If Velveteen Dream is healthy, then yeah, he's going to be in a match. But it might be Johnny Gargano also.
But so, wasn't he injured?
I think he is, but I don't know if it's a – I'm going to use that word. I don't know if it's a kayfabe injury or if it's a real injury. So I'm not sure. But if it's a kayfabe injury, then I think Gargano will be making his return on Saturday. But we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what I think should be the main event, but I don't know if it will be, for the first time ever, we have a women's war game match taking place. We have Rhea Ripley, Candice LeRae, Tegan Nox, and Mia Yim versus Io Shirai, Bianca Belair, Kaylee Ray, and Shayna Baszler, the NXT Women's Champion. What say you, dude?
You know, I'm rooting for Bianca Belair and Bianca Belair only, but sorry.
You know, it's cool, too.
I know, I like her, too, but,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, of course.
I can't say, honestly, because everybody in this match is super impressive. So I know they're going to go all out, but I don't...
I just want them to be careful.
Same. I think Team Rhea Ripley is going to win.
I don't see that happening, but...
I don't know. This thing, I don't know.
Okay, let me break it down, right? Okay, you have on Shayna's team, right? You have, honestly, three solidified stars on there and one that's really making a name over there in the UK. You have Shayna, Io, and Bianca Belair. You know, and then you have Kaylee Ray, who's the NXT UK Women's Champion. You have the NXT UK Champion and the NXT Women's Champion on the same thing. If they lose, that would be really, really disheartening. Like, how did both of you get both on the same team and y'all lost? Like, and you're the women's champion of both of y'all respected brands? I don't know. I mean, and there's way more star power on Shayna's team than it is on Rhea's team. I mean, Candice, I love Candice. Anybody who knows me knows I love Candice. I am a Candice LeRae Mark. Love Candice. Tegan's cool, but, I mean, I think she's the weak link in this whole match. And also, and Mia also. Mia had that match with Shayna Baszler, and I was not impressed. It was the weakest match on the show, and Mia has not impressed me. I mean, she did. She impressed me in a ladder match. She got herself over in a ladder.
She did.
But it's like she had to kill herself just to get over with the fans. Like, she's not over, man. To me, she's just not over, you know. So, but she did do a great job in that ladder match. I'm spending way more time on this than I thought I would, but just looking at this and seeing it in front of me, I think Shayna has to win this. Like, Shayna's team has to win this.
That's fair. You know, I'm tired of that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm tired.
I get it.
A lot of us are
very tired.
A lot of us are, but like,
I mean, it's real sleepy. Like, it's sleepy time. I'm sleepy. Tired.
Somebody say CM Punk? Oh, okay. Anyway.
Oof. Well.
Wow, right? Whoa. That's a whole other podcast. Like, that's a whole other show. Well, I'm sure we'll get to that, like, somewhere down the line, but maybe not on this one. But let's just say, do you think he'll show up this Sunday?
No. Let me take that back. Don't know.
I don't think he will. I think
I'm gonna say no because they're gonna be expecting it. But
right. Let's
be honest, if he doesn't, they're gonna shit on the show.
They might get on the show either way, but okay. So speaking of the show, let's get into this card. All right. So, let's see. Okay, let's start with we have 8 matches. Okay, I'm sure
I'll be drunk by match 3.
3? You give them 3 matches? All right. So let's start with. The Fiend, The Fiend, Bray Wyatt.
Sorry.
The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, champion, of course, versus Daniel Bryan for the WWE Universal Championship. What do you think about
this? The Fiend is retaining, even though I'm sure that match is going to be very fantastic. Please, no more red lights, okay?
Oh, God, please get rid of the light. Oh, my God.
Okay, this is Kane had it in the 90s. You know, red light special TLC. I don't need it. We don't need
red light
it.
District, Ludacris. Yeah, Ludacris. Yeah.
We don't need it. We don't. Yeah, little red Corvette. We don't
red Corvette.
Need it.
Yeah, I'm good on the red light, but
speaking of things that rhymes with Corvette, fuck Jim Cornette. Next.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's not the 70s and 80s no more. I'm with you. I'm going with you. I think that Bray Wyatt will retain. And I don't know what happens to Danny Bryan at this point. I don't know where he goes after this, but yeah. Fiend retains. Let's go to the United States Championship. Oh, no, it's not the United States Championship match. It's a triple threat match for brand supremacy. It's United States Champion AJ Styles versus Intercontinental Champion Shinsuke Nakamura versus North American Champion Roderick Strong. Now, I'm excited for this. I think this is one of the matches that could steal the show.
I'm sure it is. It is.
Yeah, I mean, you have 3 top level competitors. I don't know what kind of shape Roderick's going to be in after he gets out of that War Games match, but I think it's going to be good. Well, who do you think wins that?
This is kind of hard.
Because
of the hashtag Vince booking.
Vince booking.
I don't see NXT gaining any wins this
weekend. Yeah, I think they're going to get destroyed, yo.
Which is this is gonna annoy me, but I'm gonna go for Shinsuke. He needs it.
Okay. All right. Well, we're finally gonna disagree here. I'm gonna go with AJ. I think AJ. I mean, he's beating Shinsuke Nakamura all over this planet at this point, and I don't think this is gonna be any different. So. Yeah, I'm going with AJ to win this match. Okay, we'll see.
I'm going with Shinsuke.
Okay. All right, let's start getting into some of these 5-on-5 Survivor Series Triple Threat elimination matches.
Okay.
Can you say 2-hour match? All right. So we have Team SmackDown versus Team Raw versus Team NXT. Team Raw is captained by Seth Rollins. You have Drew McIntyre, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, Ricochet versus Roman Reigns, Mustafa Ali, who got his first name back, Braun Strowman, King Corbin, and Shorty G. Can I just tell you how much I hate, I loathed?
Oh, my God. I disdain.
Yeah, all of that.
Okay.
I'm not going to beat you in words, so. so yes, all that. Just, we don't like the name change of Shorty G, in case you guys wasn't aware of what we're trying to convey there.
So terrible.
It's hard.
So bad.
I ain't even named Team NXT. Versus Team NXT of, I don't even know who's on Team NXT. It doesn't even show me here.
Well,
I don't even
team
know.
NXT, and boom, Team NXT. Okay.
Right. Like,
oh. Yikes. So,
sorry.
I want to say Team SmackDown might get, no. Yeah. I'm going to say Team SmackDown gets this win. Seth Rollins has been getting on my nerves very, very recently.
I mean, apparently he's not cool either.
And you know how I feel about Randy Orton.
Apparently Tony Khan feels the same way.
Well, hey. You know, I love Kevin Owens, but
yeah,
not happening, bruh. Love Ricochet, not
yeah.
happening, bruh. Drew McIntyre, ooh, girl.
Oh.
I just, I'm going to say Team SmackDown, even though I had this. Buys King Corbin, and I hate the name Shorty G.
Ah, yeah, I hate it too. This one is tough. Yeah, all right, I'll go Team SmackDown. I mean, SmackDown got destroyed last year, so I think they're gonna try to correct that this year since
yeah, because they're Fox now.
Right. So yeah, I'm with you. I'm rolling Team SmackDown. Okay, let's get into the women's 5-on-5 elimination match. You have Team Raw that is headlined and captained by Charlotte Flair, Natalya, Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Sarah Logan. When did that happen? All right, whatever. What? Okay, the woman hasn't. When's the last time Sarah Logan's been on TV in a match? But all right, whatever. Versus Team SmackDown of The Boss, Sasha Banks, Carmella, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, and Nikki Cross versus Team NXT, which is to be determined. Why don't we know this? And it's already as we are taping this, like Friday already. Like, whatever.
Okay, so. I'm going to say, once again, Team SmackDown gets this win. Sarah Logan being on this team was random, but...
Right.
You know, hey, Naomi, if you're listening to this, when you're able to, hun, please...
Hun.
please come back. I know
right.
she was dealing with personal issues. I know she lost,
yeah.
I believe, her sister.
Yeah.
And, you know, she had health issues. When you're 100%, you know, please. Yeah, Logan is the only, right. The only reason why I isn't Liv Morgan on Raw? Like, is somebody?
I thought she was on SmackDown.
I don't know.
Liv Morgan, she was getting beat up by Charlotte, and she vowed to come back a different person, and then we never saw her again.
I feel like she's gonna make an appearance, take out whoever is wayward on whatever team, and then join that team. But I'm gonna say Team SmackDown wins, strictly because of the legit boss. And you know, I love Dana Brooke, so hey.
Okay. You going with Team SmackDown?
Yeah. I like 4 out of the 5 people on that team. I can't stand Lacey Evans.
That means she's doing her job, doesn't it?
I'm not talking about as a character.
Okay. So I'm gonna go with
The internet never forgets.
Yeah, that is true. Blackface? Somebody call ACH? Alright, but anyway.
Yes.
So, I'm gonna go with... this one is tough. It's hard to bet against Charlotte Flair. Because, like, you know, it's Charlotte Flair. And I like Charlotte Flair. I don't... And then you got the tag team champions on there also, Asuka and Kairi. I'm going with Team NXT.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Team. Whatever Team NXT is, I'm going with it. Team NXT.
Whoever's on Team, as long as, you know what? I'll say this. If Bianca Belair is on Team NXT, I'm going to say Team NXT. But for all intents and purposes, SmackDown.
Gotcha. All right, yeah. Just to switch it up here, I'm going to choose Team NXT. All right, so we have Adam Cole, the champion, versus the winner of that triple threat match, you know, for the NXT championship at Survivor Series. We picked Pete Dunne to win, so let's just say for all intents and purposes, it's Pete Dunne. So Adam Cole versus Pete Dunne for the NXT championship at Survivor Series.
Boom.
Adam Cole, baby.
I don't see any of the Undisputed Era losing the titles anytime soon.
Okay. That's
not
fair.
Yet.
That's fair. Okay. All right, I'm with you. Adam Cole retains. Pretty simple there. Man, I didn't think this was a long card, but it kind of is. All right, so next we have for Brand Supremacy, a triple threat tag team match. Oh, boy, we haven't seen that already. The Viking Raiders versus the New Day versus the Undisputed Era.
Okay, so the New Day is who I want to win because what the fuck did y'all do with Kofi Kingston's right?
Well, we know what. We all could call. That's the crazy thing. We all knew it was coming. As soon as the rumor started coming out that Fox wanted Brock as champion, I'm like, all right, we know the Fox.
I mean, granted, we saw it coming, but God damn, we didn't let the man get any day in. He's been a fighting champion this whole time, and
he beat everybody. He literally beat everybody, and then he loses. In how many seconds was it?
Not even five.
You sure?
It's I knew it was going to end, but I didn't know it was going to end like that. Well, you know what? We could say we saw it live.
Yeah, that is very true.
I wept. But anyway, I'm gonna say the New Day.
Okay.
Wait, actually, I'm going to change my mind.
Okay.
I'm going to say the Undisputed Era.
Yes, all right. I was thinking that. But I'm going to go with the Viking Raiders. Just because.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Viking Raiders. I think they win by beating
them. Default?
No, I think they won by beating a member of the New Day. I don't think
means Kofi's taking the pin. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe we'll see. I don't know. All right, we're getting towards the end of this this predictions here. We have two matches left. We have for brand supremacy. Oh, just love that word, don't they?
Supremacy
match, huh?
Supremacy.
Yeah, they just love supremacy.
That is that.
No comment. Becky Lynch, the Raw Women's Champion, of course, the man, versus Bayley, the SmackDown Women's Champion, versus Shayna Baszler, the NXT Women's Championship.
So I'm going to be the one to say it.
Okay.
I have gotten tired of Becky within the past
you can say that.
Weeks.
Okay.
I,
yeah, you can say that.
It's tough for her to drop the title.
She's definitely cooled off. But
yeah,
if my theory is
cooled
correct,
off.
If my theory is correct, they're going to have her keep it until Ronda is ready to come back. I believe I said this back in August, and I'm saying it now. I think that's the plan. So,
I'm just going to go ahead and stick to Wednesday night.
Okay. Oh,
I'm
you
gonna
for AEW?
Oh, well, hey. I'm going to go with Bayley. I
it's
see
Bayley.
Bayley.
Okay.
No, it's not Bayley anymore, but I see Bayley getting this win. Once again, I'm tired of Shayna and kind of tired of Becky. I'm sure we're going to get the whole four horsewomen thing, which makes me think that Ronda's coming tonight. Lord, Ronda's coming that night.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that she's not pregnant yet, I mean.
Well, that's none of my business, what she does in her boudoir.
Wow. Okay. That's true, but I'm just saying she's not, you know, to my knowledge, right? So that would give her an opportunity if she chose to do that, you know.
Because I know we're getting the match. We all know we're getting the match, and it's probably going to be
versus Horsewoman. I don't even think Marina and Jessamine are ready for that. But
no,
whatever.
They are not ready, and they won't be ready by WrestleMania. I will say this. 2-1 out of the four, I can say, let me stop being mean. 2 out of the 4
yeah,
can go in the ring. The other
yeah.
two, that ain't it.
Mm-mm. Bianca. Mm-mm. I love when she does that, but yeah. Okay, so you're going Bayley with this one. I'm going Bayley too.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out what's that new finisher she's doing.
It's kind of like the original Dirty Deeds that Ambrose used to do until he changed it with that. He used to do it that way, but I said Ambrose. I mean Moxley. Sorry.
There you go.
John. Yeah. yeah, he used to do it originally, but then people, I guess, were getting hurt because they were singing it on the top of their head. So he changed it to the the underhook DDT.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So,
yeah,
yeah. I'm gonna say Bayley.
Okay. And in the final match, I don't know if this is the main event, but what?
Oh, God,
here,
please, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a no holds barred match, but
get it over with.
Championship. Can I say the match? Brock Lesnar, the champion, arguably the greatest luchador of all time, Rey Mysterio.
I'm exhausted.
With custody of Dominic on the... Nah, I'm playing. It's not.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was terrible. That was a terrible idea.
I'm sorry.
So, y'all know how I feel about that one. No one, no eyebrows.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
I'm gonna say, and oh God, please, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, Buddha, Ra, everybody up there, whatever deity that you believe in.
Deity. Matt Hardy came in?
I want Rey Mysterio. I know it's not gonna happen. I know. But no. I am so tired of Brock Lesnar. You have no idea. Like I feel like he's like Randy Orton to me. He sucks the fun out of wrestling for me. And I just can't do it. Like, am sleepy just thinking about this.
I'm sleepy either way. Are we getting ready to wrap this up? But, you know what? It's like what I tell my father. You know why they still hire him and why he's still there? When he comes out there, there is a serious, like, raw from the crowd. It's like, oh, you know what I mean? Like you know a superstar is coming out. And you very rarely get that. Like, I'll hear it a little bit with Roman, right? Even Charlotte, when her music hits, it's like, oh, okay, somebody of importance is coming out. You know, and a lot of people don't have that. Most of them don't have that. You know, it's that star power. So that's the thing. When Brock comes out there, whether you like him or you don't, people are paying attention, you know, and it's like, people hate him so much. They want to see somebody beat him, and that's why they keep him employed, because he's that much of, like, a heel that people just don't like the guy. You know, so, but I'm with you. I wish they would go in a different direction, but their argument is probably like, yo, we don't have anybody else. Nobody else can get themselves over. Seth Rollins is over here, you know, making himself uncool every day. And, you know, and people don't really want Roman Reigns to be, like, they like Roman how he is right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, towards the top, but not overly pushed. You know, people like Roman like that. So, that's why Brock is still there. I would love if Ray got a final run. I think he deserves it. I think he should go into the Hall of Fame. I think that Ray is one of the greatest of all time, you know, especially for luchadors.
Yeah.
With that being said, he's not going to win. He's going to get destroyed. It's going to be a massacre. It's going to be bad.
It's going to be so bad.
So, I don't know if Dominic is doing a run-in.
I think so.
Can somebody find Cain Velasquez's whereabouts?
That's why I picked him to win, because I feel like they're both going to come out since there's no holds barred.
You think Dominic's going to turn on Ray?
That would annoy me, because why?
I don't think it's going to happen, but, you know, it's the WWE. So I think they're building towards a tag team match with those two, you know, Dominic and Ray, which would be kind of cool to see Ray and Dominic team up together. I think that's what they're building towards, but
cool. You know, you don't see a father-son tag team.
Yeah.
So, you know, that would be something.
I like that.
I feel like that's something he would want to do before he retires.
Right, yeah.
So I'm okay with that. I don't know about the whole turning on.
Yeah, I don't like that shit. I don't like that turn.
But definitely, if this is like a tag team situation, I'll be okay with that.
Yeah. But all right. Well, there you have it. I mean, you're going. You want Ray to win, but you know that Brock is gonna like massacre him.
kind of
the same way.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
All right, and that's the card. I mean, unless they announce something else, which they most likely will, but you know, that's the card that we have here. And, I mean, it should be a long show.
Okay.
Good show, but it should be a long show.
If we could do 8 hours of WrestleMania, I think we can do this.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So, anything else you have to add there, King V?
Get well soon, Alicia. I'm not usually I do a little bit of, I stand for Alicia Fox, but you know she recently you know admitted that she has alcohol problems.
Yeah.
So
it's sad.
It is. It is. So get well. I know
yeah.
Nikki James just lost her father. My condolences.
Yeah. I heard that Mickey was coming in as an announcer, though, but I don't know.
That, I mean, she's still injured. So.
Oh, yeah, I thought they was going to still have her, you know, that's how they was going to work her back into everything, but.
A couple of other things. Shout outs to ACH.
Yeah. You know, shout outs to him, but also I would like to talk to him just because. Okay. I get what he's trying to do and what he's saying, and I support his message.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly.
I don't support how he went about it. As a professional, that's not really how you like. The thing is, right? This is his livelihood, right? This is how he's going to feed his family. If he's now blackballing himself. That's going to not only affect him now, but it might affect him in the future. You know, if companies don't want to work with him and hire him, that's going to be a problem. Like, I support his message. Don't get me wrong. I wholeheartedly support his message. I don't like how he went about doing it, you know, especially while he's still under contract. I don't care if he said he quit. He's still under contract to them.
That's true.
Which means not only can they sue him for, I guess, defamation of, like, character and
but
know,
is it
that.
Really defamation because
yeah,
look
true,
at the
right?
Just look at the material.
Okay, all right, maybe even not even that, but they can freeze his contract.
Maybe
like,
breach of contract. Sure, defamation.
Yeah.
Girl, bye. It's not happening. Okay, right, we can pull up the archives. Okay,
yeah.
We have Triple H and blackface. Like we have. We have the WWE Network for $9.99 plus tax.
Yep. Yeah.
New
York, we don't pay tax, but on that, but
well, congratulations. But I will agree and disagree with you at the same time.
Okay.
I support his message because for people
yeah.
that know me personally,
hey. What a coach.
My issue was the only issue that I had is where he randomly went after Jay Lethal. Now,
yeah, but he said he had a previous problem with him. Like, and,
he
you know, that
may have had a point, you know, with calling him an Uncle Tom because that.
Mm.
And usually, you know, there's always that one. That one yeah. that got there, that got to the top, and then, you know, tap dance for watermelon slices in front of
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And NAACP headquarters, but
okay.
I appreciate him doing this because honestly, and we've all witnessed it as wrestling fans, especially us as black wrestling fans. We
right.
don't see the people that look like us get the same opportunities that others may have gotten, despite having, you know, 2 to 3 times the talent.
Right.
Or, you know, 2 to 3 times personality. Like, we can just list it out. I'm excluding Virgil from this conversation. This is sure.
That man finessed himself an AEW contract. Shout out to Virgil. But yeah,
like,
please continue.
Ron Simmons. It took,
damn.
What, 1992?
Yeah. No, I was 92, I believe.
You know, Booker T. And
yep.
let's not forget, I don't know what, at the time, 30, 40, 50-year history of the women's title. It wasn't
yeah.
until 1996 until a black woman won. A woman of color in general. No, I lied. I'm sorry. There was an Asian champion beforehand. But before a black woman has won a title.
Right, yeah.
And then, you know, Alicia, Jazz, Naomi, who's been criminally underrated for years.
Yeah.
And Kofi.
Yeah.
Kofi. Like, Liz is right there. Kofi.
Yeah. No, he definitely, you know, like I said,
he has a point. Now, I appreciate him calling them out because they needed to be called out. To be honest, because look at the material, you know. Blackface, we're going to bring up that DX segment with the Nation. Literally everybody.
You didn't laugh at that segment?
No.
You didn't find it to be funny?
Well, let's say this here. When that segment aired, my grandfather turned off the TV.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Because it was just like literally everybody with the exception of China, go figure, was in blackface.
Yeah.
Like literally everyone except it's like China was the only one that had a brain. It was like maybe I should just be Owen. Or
Yeah. Oh man, I'm just thinking about what they said about Owen. RP Owen, but
like funny. I just don't, and you see it with wrestling. You know how we are treated. You know WWE wise, and you can talk about NWA, and we have black wrestlers, black referees that could tell stories.
Yeah,
so. I'm not mad that he did it the way he did. It was the application was there, and I appreciate the application.
Yeah, I can appreciate the application. I struggle to. How can I put this? I feel like it was a little self-sabotaging as well. And it's like, and I know he didn't mean to do that, but it's like, just as a fan, because like I said, I used to watch him in Ring of Honor, you know what I'm saying, when he was ACH. So I was proud that he got signed to WWE. But it's like, you know, AEW says they won't touch him. You know, Ring of Honor doesn't want him back. Where are you going to go? Impact? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you want them to do well, so you don't want them to, like, put themselves... put it this way. I feel like he could have conveyed his message a little bit better than he did.
I agree.
Instead of using, you know, explicitives and all of this other stuff to get across his point. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he's smart enough to do it in a way that, like, he's telling the truth and telling his honest opinion than just looking like a bitter person. And I'm not saying he is. He has every right to be upset about how he was treated there. I want to make it clear that I understand his resentment and I understand him being upset, and he has every right to be. I just feel like he went about it a different way. Said it a different way.
Because what the fuck was that design?
When I saw the design,
I was like, no.
Yeah, no, it was bad. As soon as I saw it, I was like, what? This is what they was going to put out?
And I was just like, of course it was.
What?
Of course it was. But, you know, I sure was it a little self-sabotaging? Okay. We can talk about that. Yeah, sure. Could he probably ruin his career? Sure. But I feel like in the end he would be a martyr. I don't want to use it for a lot of the talent of color, specifically black talent, that are constantly looked over, and then shit like this happens.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can't stand up for yourself because you can get fired. And he, or, you know, they can just ruin your career. And he basically said, fuck it. He said, fuck it. He said, fuck it. And, you know, I could respect it. I could appreciate it. I salute him for it.
All right.
That's really it for me.
All right. Well, get at us, excuse us, excuse me, rather, on our socials, you know, at DJ Mike EQ on Twitter. That's it. DJ Mike EQ on Twitter. And if you want to get at me on Instagram, it's Mike_EQ. And, yeah, King V, let them know your socials.
All right, KV_TheRuler on both Twitter and Instagram. I have to keep it all in one thing because I will forget.
Yeah, nah, don't blame me. I struggle sometimes. And let us know what you think. And we will see you guys next time, I guess. Rumble?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, Rumble. Rumble's in like 2 months, so Royal Rumble.
Oh, damn.
Well, we're almost see. All right, see you guys then. For the culture.
And I feel like I've made it because Chris Jericho's tweeting me, so
I'm so done.
I couldn't believe it. I tweeted him at like 9 in the morning, and then, like I look at my thing. I had to like mute my my comments because I'm like, man, like I'm not trying to see what any of you marks have to say, so I just muted my account.